When Priscilla Starr Diaz told her father she wanted to be a performer, he did all he could to help achieve not only his child's dream, but his own long-deferred one as well. The Diaz's journey is chronicled in a new documentary, P-Star Rising. The film highlights the peaks and pitfalls of both the music business and family relationships. It was 2 o'clock in the morning at a New York City nightclub when filmmaker Gabriel Noble saw Priscilla Starr Diaz perform for the first time.
She was 9 years old. She was given 5 minutes to rap on stage for a crowd that was twice her size and probably about three times her age, and she blew the crowd away, blew me away.
Abandoned by her crack-addicted mother, the talented youngster, known as P-Star, was living in a homeless shelter with her older sister and her father, Jesse Diaz. He'd had a promising career as a hip-hop performer in the 1990s, but that was derailed by drugs and a prison sentence. When Noble met the family, Diaz had served his time and was struggling to care for his daughters and make a better life for them all.
It was really not until Priscilla was 9 that she tells her dad, "Dad, I'm going to bring you back into this music business," and he begins training her how to hold the mic, how to have stage presence, how to do interviews, how to hold herself tough, you know, in front of people. Even though she's a silly little girl, when she's on stage, she's fierce.
Fascinated by her talent and compelling family story, Noble asked Diaz if he could follow Priscilla with his camera, documenting her life. That 4-year journey is chronicled in P-Star Rising.
I said to you that we're gonna make a big record deal, a big house, a big car for you and everything, so you don't have to be sad.
I was so young. I really didn't know what was the point of, like, filming me all over the place. But I did know that this was going to be fun, and I did know that it was cool to have a guy with a camera follow me all over where I am. He followed us while we were living in the shelter, filmed me while I was sleeping, and then eating, and then getting ready to go back to the club and perform.
Though it was fun, P-Star says, there were some embarrassing moments.
I mean, when I was watching the movies for the first time, I was like, why did they catch me sleeping like that? I'm like, ooh, I look horrible in it. But other than that, you know, that's the best thing about the movie. It's all real.
The documentary follows the family as they move from one bedroom in a shelter to a 4-bedroom apartment, from getting food stamps to going on shopping sprees. But Noble's film also captures the many sacrifices of that journey, long rehearsals and late nights. P-Star, now 15, says it also tested her relationship with her father.
You know, it was very tense at points where, you know, I couldn't really talk to my dad because he really didn't want to listen.
I'm your father, so I'm supposed to take care of the business, and you're supposed to do what you got to do. When I try to make things right, everything's supposed to be right. Because you know why, Priscilla? So when you turn 18, you can never throw this shit in my face.
See, this is why I don't want to talk. I'm done.
He really starts to lose himself in the music, being so excited that he's back, that, you know, the limelight is back on him and his daughter, he loses his responsibilities as a father. And so that's really the story that we capture, is Jesse's struggle between wanting the best for his girl in the business, but also, you know, being a fit father. And a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of moments where the family almost fell apart, and it was really beautiful and important to see a family come back together and rebuild.
Family and business arguments, Gabriel Noble says, were among the toughest moments he caught on camera.
There's scenes where they're completely broke because they spent all the money the music label gave them on fur coats and diamonds and, you know, kind of what a lot of people do when they come from nothing and they're given a check. They blew it.
Yo, excuse me. My kids, I'm looking for their mom. Her name is Doris. You know where I could find her?
Ultimately, the most moving thing was them looking for their mother, who's an addict who also suffers from HIV and hasn't been in their life. We heard she was in Brooklyn, and we went several times and physically looked on the street. In the movie, we do actually find her, which is a bittersweet moment of reunion for the family.
P-Star says she hopes to be a positive role model for young kids, as singer, dancer, actress Jennifer Lopez was for her.
She actually inspired me in the movie Selena when I really wanted to, you know, when I really made that decision of becoming an entertainer. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to be, but I knew I wanted to be something. And I really want the whole world to see my story. I really want the whole world to know what I went through and to understand that I never gave up. And if you have a dream, it might be the same thing that I was doing, but just don't give up.
Big Star.
What's good?
Are you ready for tonight?
Yeah, man, I'm ready for tonight.
Yeah, you're bringing the house down?
Bring the house down.
My heart is torn. Daddy held us down. My mom is gone. The road wasn't easy. It was hard and long.
Priscilla's star is still rising. She's getting ready to start filming her third season on the children's TV show The Electric Company and is also touring with the show. She just released a new single called Daddy's Little Girl featuring R&B singer Tony Sunshine. She says she's determined to work hard to achieve her dreams for her father and for herself. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.